Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. And you will be able to take advantage of the many programs that we offer here on this station. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries with Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company, LLC, with 25 years of experience working for you. And they are out of LaRue, Ohio, and the telephone number there is 740-262-0939. Logos Christian Ministries, they have an ongoing announcement. Free produce market every second Saturday of every month, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. If you did not take advantage of that opportunity, which was Saturday the 11th, they will be open again for free produce June the 8th. And that time again is from 12 noon until 2 p.m. at 582 Lee Street. All you need to do is show up, provide your name, and number of people in your family. And it's Monday. I don't know how your Monday's going. Mine is going, and it has its challenges as always. But every day is a good day to be alive. I have a thought for you today from my desk. I take great pleasure in coming up with thoughts to share on the radio program for those of you who are listening. And this one is titled, Help Yourself. Unfortunately, these two words tend to describe the generally selfish and materialistic culture in which most of us live. They result not in self-help, but in dependency. Our education and our role models do not encourage us to help ourselves to grow, change, and expand our capacities. Sorry. As human beings, let me read that again. Our education and our role models do not encourage us to help ourselves to grow, change, and expand our capacities as human beings. Real self-help means recognizing that no one else is responsible for our thoughts and feelings and that we are only ever victims because we choose to be. Our destiny is always and only in our hands, despite all apparent evidence which may indicate otherwise. Learning to help ourselves is also a prerequisite to extending a hand of assistance to others. We all need a leg up from time to time, but once there, we are always on our way. And I thought that was a pretty deep evaluation of help yourself. I don't know how many of you think about it when people say, oh, help yourself, and you're at a gathering or whatever, and you come in and you may be your first time there, you know, oh, have a seat, help yourself. We have soda here, we have water, or maybe a glass of wine, Is there anything I can do for you or anything that I could offer you? You know, and you may say yes, or you may say, yes, I would love to have a glass of water, whatever, you know. And, you know, you may even interrupt their dinner or something like that. And they'll say, well, we have plenty. Would you like for me to fix a plate or whatever? And sometimes, you know, we have so much pride within ourselves, and we may say, well, I've just eaten. I really don't need anything. But thank you for offering. So you're sitting there looking kind of off the wall and odd and out of place because everyone else is helping themselves. And they may say, look, don't even worry about me fixing you a plate. There's plates there. There's napkins. There's your forks and your spoons and glasses, whatever you need. Help yourself to whatever that is spread out here for you. So sometimes, you know, people do encourage us to help ourselves, but it depends on what we need to help ourselves with. And this quote that says, help yourself. Yes, they are two different words. And let's see what help means. We'll look this up on Google. I know many of you use that. I know I use it a lot. And it has its way of explaining things a little deeper. And we'll see what help means. We know help means assist. Oh, I need help. Assist me. Could you come and assist me or something like that? Although Google doesn't really want to give it to me right now, but let's see what I can come up with. So, but do you need help today? Or to help? I'm really having a hard time. Or maybe I locked my keys in my car and I need help to get in my car. So help means make it easier for someone to do something by offering one's services or resources. That's one definition. Here's a sentence. She helped him find a buyer. Synonyms means assist, aid, help out, lend a hand to, or lend a helping hand to, give assistance to, come to the aid of, succor, aid, and abet. More. Help also means to serve someone with food or drink, which is what I was trying to explain earlier. Like if you're going to an outing or you're visiting a friend for the first time or just happen to be with a group of people who invite you to come along with them. Okay, and you end up in a place where you haven't been before. Maybe you do know the people, maybe you do not, but they offer you to help yourself. And I'm talking about in text to the quote for today, and I will read that again. Simultaneously, the action of helping someone to do something. Assistance. I asked for help from my neighbors. Assistance. Aid. A helping hand. Support. Succor. Advice. Guidance. Solution. Exclamation. Used as an appeal for urgent assistance. Assistance. Okay, so that's what some definitions of help. To give or provide what is necessary to accomplish a task or satisfy a need. Contribute strength or means to render assistance to. Cooperate effectively with. Aid, assist. He planned to help me with my work. Let me help you with those packages. Now that is the word help. Definitions, okay? Because the quote for today says, unfortunately, these two words tend to describe the generally selfish and materialistic culture in which most of us live. And it's the reference to that is saying, that's all we think about is ourselves. You know, whatever we do is for ourselves. Whatever we say is to benefit us. Wherever we go is because we want to go. It's like it's saying, do we ever think about helping other people? Or is it all about me? And nothing should be all about you. And then some things should be, especially when it comes to your freedom, when it comes to you being protected against certain things, the environment. If you know that you're allergic to toxic fumes or something like that, then yes, you need to be very careful about where you go, the atmosphere that you're in. You don't want to be around people that smoke. Sometimes that's hard to get around because you can walk down the street and people are smoking. Because it's not, you know, it's not, it has not been eliminated from the earth completely. But places that you really know that are, the fumes are high or toxic fumes in the workplace or things like that. And maybe you have to even be careful about where you work just because of that. Okay, so some things we need to be selfish about. Okay, and we need to be able to help ourselves, not to put ourselves in those predicaments where we will be at harm or at risk. Okay, now, what is the verb of help? The verb of help is, help is a special verb in that way. The to is usually dropped from an infinitive when it is modifying help. This form of infinitive is called the bare infinitive. The bare infinitive is used as the main verb after the dummy auxiliary verb do, or most motto auxiliary verb such as will, can, or should. So that makes things a little more simpler. Will, can, or should. So that kind of makes it a little more easier for us to understand. Help. Will I help myself? Can I help myself? Or should I help myself? Or should I help someone else? Okay. Because we don't want to be materialistic. But they say that's the type of culture that we live in. Okay. They result not in self-help, but in dependency. So are they meaning or suggesting dependency on ourselves or dependency on other people to always be at our beck and call to help us? And that could be true too. You can see, you can come into a room where a person may be and they say, well, I'm going to go down the street and I'm going to go to the drive-thru and I'm going to pick up, a case of pop. Okay. For instance, a case of pop. Okay. And they're in your presence. And they'll say, well, could you hand me that? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to take that with you. And you're standing right there looking at it, but you can't just get that. Someone else needs to get that and bring that to you, because why couldn't you just get it yourself? You know, are we just so helpless that we always need somebody to be there to give us something or do something for us? Or well, maybe we just don't feel good unless someone else is doing it for us, helping us. And I guess that can be kind of selfish or lazy. Just really don't want to do that. Could you hand me that? Could you do this for me? Could you do that for me? You ever been around someone like that, that they just couldn't do it themselves and it's like right there and you're wondering? You may be in the same house and you may be three rooms out the way and they call you and say, well, can you get that for me? Like, really? You really called me two rooms back in the house to come and get something that's right here in front of you. I want to ask this question. How many of you have seen that commercial where the young boy, I can't say he's a kid or a tot, he probably 11, 12, somewhere around there, 13, and he gets on the phone and calls his grandma, and he says, Grandma, Could you get me, I think it's a soda or a bag of popcorn or something like that. And he's right there in the house. He's calling grandma, which looks like on a commercial, she may be 70, 80 years old. And she's looking at this phone like, is he for real? Is he really serious? Or have we come in our society, people that are lazy and people just want someone else to always cater to them? Now, that's also a form of helping yourself and expecting other people to help you always, to do something for you that you can do yourself, you know. At least that's the way I see it, and maybe you don't think like I think, and I'm sure a lot of you don't think like I think, and vice versa, but it's okay, you know. You're entitled to your own thoughts, as I am too, okay? Yeah. All right. Our education and our role models do not encourage us to help ourselves to grow. Now, do you think that's true or do you think that's false? That can't be a generalization of most role models. They have to encourage you to grow. They have to encourage you to gain more wisdom and to gain more knowledge, because I understand that wisdom and knowledge is power. Power to succeed. Power to do better. Power to help you help yourselves and power empower you to reach out to other people. That you're not so fixed on you and what you need and why you need it and how you need it and who you're going to get it from. And I can understand if you have set up goals, say I want to have my own company and I have step one, step two, step three, and step four. And this is how I intend to work these three steps to gain access to having my own company or building my own home. You know, we have to think about things and set up steps and you know, make a plan and work our plan. So that's not so much, I don't think, being selfish. But I need to help myself to be able to accomplish getting what I need, which may be having my own company or building my own house or taking a vacation over to Italy or France or somewhere on the other side of the world. Or maybe I'm going to Disneyland this summer. I need to help myself by setting up goals if I intend on carrying this plan out. Okay, so our education and our role models do not encourage us to help ourselves to grow. Now, they're not saying they don't encourage you to help yourselves. They're saying they don't encourage you to help yourself to grow. And how can I grow? And what does grow mean? Well, if some of you got plants for Mother's Day and they may be small and budding, and what's going to take for it to grow? Let's look up that word, grow. What does grow mean?
Here's the definition of grow: of a living thing undergo natural development by increasing in size and changing physically, progress to maturity.
Okay. Of a living thing undergo natural development by increasing in size and changing physically, progress to maturity. So if they're not encouraging us to grow, then we're not changing physically. We're not progressing to maturity. So that means a lot of us still remain to be babes if we're not growing. Okay. He would watch Nick grow to manhood. Okay. That's one of the examples. Synonyms: get bigger, yet taller, yet larger. Increase in size, increase in weight, fill out. Fatten up. Well, we're not more or less talking about that, but that is a part of growing, okay? Expand, enlarge, extend, spread, widen, swell, increase, multiply. Snowball. Remember, snowball starts out fist size, and if you have the right kind of snow and you keep rolling that snowball, then it gets so big you can't even push it anymore. Mushroom. Balloon. Augment. To build up. To mount up. Now, I like that. To build up. To mount up. To pile up. The baby is growing and looking healthy. What do we need to grow immature? Become larger or greater over a period of time. Okay. To increase by natural development as any living organism or part of assimilation of nutrient, increase in size or substance to form an increase in size of a process of inorganic accretion by crystallization. That's one definition. Okay, now let's see. To grow. Now we know that means to enlarge, to grow, to mature. Okay, so if our role models are not encouraging us to help ourselves to grow, then we need to think more about that. We need to encourage ourselves to grow, to mature, to come to a certain part of our life where we can stand on our own and not feel like we're helpless and we need so many other people to help us to accomplish a simple task in life, or to walk down the street and go to a store and buy something that we don't need two or three people with us to do it. That we can just go and do it on our own, to grow, to feel secure, to be certain about certain things in our life, to be assured that it's okay if we do it, if we don't do it. We need to have that assurance that it's okay. But we also need to always encourage ourselves to grow. And I used to tell my children and grandchildren and anyone else I may meet that are, you know, school-age children, get as much education and knowledge as you can. You don't have to settle yourself down to just one avenue of education, or, yes, I want to be the best that I can be in the field that I'm, like I was saying earlier, okay, I want to build a house, okay, or I want my own company. But that doesn't mean you have to limit the expanse of your brain or your receiving knowledge to one certain area. But by all means, get what you need to build that company or to build that home. Okay? Like I was saying, we need to encourage ourselves to grow. To grow up. That we can help other people. That we can look and say, well, you can see people need help in different areas. And you know, it all depends on how you approach a person, too. Because sometimes you can approach a person and you can have the wrong tone of voice. And they think that you really try to tell them what to do, how to do it, or don't do it this way or don't do it that way. There is a way to approach people. And there is a way to approach ourselves. But first of all, let us encourage ourselves to get up and do something to grow. Let's not stay stagnant. You know, like water. When water stays stagnant, is not moving along in the stream, eventually it begins to smell. And we don't want to stay stagnant. We want to grow. We want to increase. We want to mature. And we want to be spiritually healthy and emotionally healthy. And that takes growth. That means take in more knowledge. Read more books or, you know, they have these self-help TV programs and things like that and seminars. Go to some of them. If you don't know how to help yourself, you won't know how to help someone else. But have you ever ran into a person who can tell you exactly what you need to do? I like those people, and I sat and looked at them in amazement. They may have never done anything but sit around and tell other people what to do, how to do it, and I would do it this way, and I would do it that way, you know. I know you've ran into some, because I know I have. But they won't get up and do anything to help themselves. And they may have a point, you know. You may kind of look at or listen to some of the avenues they're giving you, or hints, or get rich quick schemes that they may have in their mind. You know, they might work. You don't know unless you try it. It might work, but there are those people out there who can always tell somebody else what to do and how to do it. But when it comes down to themselves, no, it's not there. Okay? Let us continue, if we're doing it, or start encouraging ourselves to grow. Change and expand our capacities as human beings. All right. As we said, our education and our role models do not encourage us to do those things. Also, not only to help ourselves to grow, but to change and to expand our capacities as human beings. What capacities? How much I can take in, like a bottle of water, it only contains so much. But I don't think us as being human beings are limited to how much knowledge we can consume, or encouragement we can consume. We can be encouraged every day to change. We can see and know that we need to change. But will you change? We're going to see what change of mind. Don't you just love Google? I do. Change of mind, definition of change of mind, because that's what it would take to change, a change of mind. Okay. All right, let me see. Synonyms for change of mind. Thesaurus.com. Okay. What is the word for changing your mind? What is a word for not? Okay. Amend, reassess, reevaluate, reexamine. So take inventory of yourself. Where am I now? What do I think about my life and where I'm going and the steps that I'm taking to get there? Or am I taking any steps to do anything different than what I'm doing now? What can I do different to change my circumstances? There's got to be something different that I need to do that I'm not doing, because I seem to be always in the same spot. And we as human beings, most likely that's where we are all the time, because we don't really see change happening in our lives, because we really haven't taken those big steps to change. It takes big, giant steps to change. Not even worrying about what you're leaving behind or why you're leaving it behind, but you just know you got to change. Something has to change. Something has to be different. I can't continue to go down the same road. How many of you are there or have been there? And I know that's the number's phenomenal. I just know it is. Because we're all people. Some people, they'll set a goal for their life and they'll go for it and they won't stop until they get there, and they get there. But all of us are not that way. Change one's mind. Okay? We know we need to change our mind, to change our outlook, our circumstances, the places we go, the people we're around. We have to change. It's not easy, but change. Reevaluate things. Okay, more related words for change of mind. Okay, here's something right here. I moved it. Let me go back. Okay. What is a word for not changing your mind? How can I change my mindset? Here we go. Let's go there. Change your self-talk. Okay? Right, self-talk. How do I talk to myself? Do I talk down to myself? Do I talk to myself like, I'll never do this, I'll never be anything, I'll never go anywhere? Do we talk to ourselves like that? You know, things are always the same. There's nothing changing. I don't see any hope for my future. Change. Self. Talk. Change your language. I can. I will. I must. I know how. I'm going to find out how, and I'm going to do it. Change your language. I'm going to have the best. I'm going to have what God wants me to have. I'm going to be with who God picks out for me. Change your language. Determine the mindset you need and act as if. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Determine the mindset you need and act as if. What does that mean? Act as if. Isn't that powerful? It's already there. It's already happening. I'm already going through the steps. It hasn't really happened, but my mindset says it is happening, and I'm going through the motions. And guess what? What's on my mind, what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking, what I'm feeling, change is happening. It's happening. So determine the mindset you need and act as if. Okay, we also need to learn and apply the knowledge, the information we are receiving. Apply it to our lives. Put it on like you do your shirt in the morning. Apply it to your life. Learn it. Know it by heart. Learn it. Like I say, eat those words, eat those words, eat those words. I tell people that, you know, who may be new, I don't say converts, but new Christians. And they'll say, well, what do I do now? Read that Bible. Eat those words. Where do I start? You can start in the beginning. You can start in the middle. You know, you can start in Psalms. You can start in Proverbs. Eat those words. Eat those words. Consume. Learn. And apply it to yourself. Apply it to your daily activities. Apply it. Because if you learn it, it's forever right there. The tip of your tongue. The forefront of your mind. Surround yourself with people that match your desired mindset. Uh-oh. Just like I was saying earlier, you may not think like me, you know. I may not think like you, but we all are entitled to our own opinions. But for change, you need to be around somebody who thinks like you. Last but not least, jump out of your comfort zone. Jump out of your comfort zone. Are we just too comfortable being miserable and staying in one spot and not moving? Why have we become so comfortable. That should not be allowed. If you're not getting anywhere and you're not gaining anything, why not move? Why not change? Why not go to the other side of town or another city or new friends? Why not? Do you like being miserable? No. Nobody likes being miserable, but sometimes we just think that's the way it should be. We're so used to it. This is my life. Wow. Nothing to brag about, right? So that means that you're miserable. And you should not be miserable. And why would you be miserable? Wow, was that not powerful, what we have been talking about? Change of mind. And it's saying that our role models do not encourage us to help ourselves to grow, to change, and expand our capacities as human beings. Real self-help means recognizing that no one else is responsible for our thoughts and our feelings. Do we have the power to control our thoughts and feelings? Do we have that power? Or are we just held prisoner to what we think and how we feel? Is there something I can do about it if I'm always miserable and nothing goes my way? Nothing that I have planned goes right. You ever buy a car and every car you buy is a lemon? How can you change that situation? Is there a way that we can change that? Is there a way that we have power over that, our feelings and our thoughts? Do we? Can we? And that we are only ever victims because we choose to be. Now, that's a good thought. Some people like being the victim. Some people like being the damsel in distress all the time. And people always run to help. They're running to help. Because I'm always distressed. Because nothing's going right. And I don't know how to make it go right. Because I haven't taken the time to expand. I haven't taken the time to put on, you know, to change my mindset of how I think and learning new things and change my self-talk and change my language. Or have a determine the mindset I need and act as if. I learn to apply. Now, there's nothing wrong with being the damsel in distress. Depends on what you're trying to do with it or what you're trying to gain, right? There's nothing wrong with that, okay? Because it seems like they get all the men run to them. Oh, she needs help. She needs this. She needs that. So I'm not knocking it, girlfriend. Not at all. Not at all. Maybe more of us ladies need to be. Learn to be the damsel in distress. Okay, now, we don't want to be ever victims because we choose to be, and we don't want to make that choice to be that. Our destiny is always and only in our hands. Despite all apparent evidence, which may indicate otherwise, our destiny is always and only in our hands. Your destiny is in your hands. My destiny is in my hands. And I have a right to change. I have a right to grow. I have a right to educate myself. I have a right to expand my capacity as a human being. I have that right. If they're telling me that my destiny is always and only in my own hands, That goes for you too. Your destiny is in your hands. Despite all apparent evidence which may indicate otherwise. Somebody's always in my way. There was a man at the pool of Bethsaida. Yeah, I may have the pool wrong, but he sat there for maybe 20-something years. He was an invalid, and he couldn't get around and move. And every day, once a year, the Holy Spirit, this is how they explain in the Bible, would come and move those waters. And if you would get in that water, you would be healed. And Jesus was on the earth then, walking the earth and preaching and teaching. And this certain day, the Holy Spirit was moving that water and people was getting in that pool, right? And he says, do you want to be healed? Yeah, but, you know, every year I'm here, no one will help me get in that pool. I don't know. Maybe you could. He had power to roll over. He must have had power to manage to get himself in that water, because I don't think that the Lord Jesus Christ would have asked him that question. Well, do you really want to be healed? And that's what they're saying. Do you really want change? Do you really want to get up from where you are and move on to bigger, greater things in your life? Yes. Yes. Or are you comfortable being where you are? Are you satisfied? Have you gained all that you want in life? Learning to help ourselves is also a prerequisite of extending a hand of assistance to others. And a lot of times, that's what all we do is help other people. And we go without. We're lacking because we haven't taken the time to take inventory of ourselves and know exactly what we need, that we can effectively help someone else. We all need a leg up from time to time, but once there, we are always on our own. So our destiny is in our own hands. And we're going to go back to the change of mind, of how to empower yourself, how to bring about change in your life. And it started with change your self-talk. How you talk to yourself. Change your language. Determine the mindset you need. And act as if. I like that. It's so powerful. And act as if. Then we're going to learn and apply these techniques, principles, laws, rules to our lives. We're going to learn them first so we'll know how. It'll just become a part of us. And we will automatically apply these to our lives. Surround yourself with people that match your mindset. Create new habits to support your mindset change. And last but not least, jump out of your comfort zone. All right, this is the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Till next time, be blessed. Linda Sims, the voice of a people.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping out a bill and there's a, ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second. Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah, if they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead. What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but...
He's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about it?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down.
Because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance. I'm sorry. At an office.